Mr. President, Madam Director General, Honorable Ministers, distinguished delegates, Lithuania would like to express its sincere condolences for all who have suffered from the terrorist attack last night in Manchester. Lithuania fully aligns itself with the statement made by Malta on behalf of EU and its member states. By adopting sustainable development goals and its indicators, countries have already agreed what performance of health systems they want to see. Therefore, the key question today is not what to achieve, but how to achieve the agreed goals and to remove restraints that could prevent health systems to reach the global health agenda till 2030. The central principle of the sustainable development agenda is its inclusiveness and priority to ensure health for all members of population, not excluding any group. Nevertheless, the accessibility of healthcare services to all groups of the population and key medicines at a reasonable cost is still an issue. Lithuania is striving for more accessible healthcare services by increasing the universal health coverage for all groups of the population. But there is still a lot to be done yet. As an example, to reduce unreasonable costs of medicines and high out-of-pocket payments. This is one of my personal priority as the Minister of Health. Health system is dedicated to meet the needs of the patients at the first place, but it will not be achievable without the devoted health workers. In SDGs 3C, we agreed to substantially increase the recruitment, training and retention of the health workforce. But globally, we are still confronted with the shortage of health workers and disproportion of its distribution across the different parts of the world. In the context of aging population, Lithuania puts efforts to train the sufficient number of new doctors and nurses and create attractive incentives to stay in Lithuania and its rural areas, as well as ensure their high competence. Moreover, as we talk about strengthening health systems, we should not forget the key role of the prevention. Effective and timely prevention can dramatically reduce the burden of diseases from already overcrowded health systems, and it is especially crucial in aging societies. According to SDG 3.5, countries agreed to strengthen the prevention and treatment of substance abuse, including narcotic drug abuse and harmful use of alcohol. The use of alcoholic beverages and smoking are two of the four major health risk factors that contribute to the emergency of a large part of non-communicable diseases. Therefore, Lithuania is ready to pay special attention to the control of the following risk factors. We are committed to reduce the availability of alcohol by increasing taxes, reducing places of selling, and restricting alcohol advertising. The role of the WHO in advocating for the resilient health systems at the international agenda and supporting member states is vital. We acknowledge the importance of the WHO in assisting countries with the global guidance on what works and in reinforcement of the intersectoral cooperation and involvement of different international partners to support and strengthening of health systems. We appreciate this and especially the commitment of our Director General, Margaret Chan. Thank you.